This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Several homes in a North Silverthorne neighborhood remain evacuated in Summit County this evening. That's due to the immediate risk from a gas main break caused by an Xfinity contract worker who hit a high-pressure line. People around North Golden Eagle and North Chipmunk Lane were asked to leave their homes or buildings earlier this afternoon, and those traveling are asked to avoid the area. People inside and outside the evacuated area should avoid activity that might cause a spark, such as lighting a match, turning lights on or off, starting an engine, or using cell phones and electronic devices. It's unknown when evacuated residents can return home. U.S. House Republicans want states to pay more for federal food aid. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on what that could mean for Colorado.
The plan from House Republicans would base how much a state pays for SNAP on its payment error rate. States with a low error rate would pay 5%, and those with high error rates would have to contribute as much as 25%. Colorado's recent payment error rate was over 8%. The national average was over 11%. If the state can't bring its error rate down, Colorado would be required to cover 20% of SNAP, something it would be hard-pressed to do. If the provision passes, it would not go into effect until fiscal year 2028, the final year of Trump's term. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Residents and businesses in Manitou Springs should stop using all water with the exception of essential drinking needs. Manitou Springs is dealing with water quality issues, and its backup supply is also temporarily unavailable. Officials expect the critical water emergency to continue through the week. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.